Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. Hello and welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast. Thanks for joining me here today on another episode. This one is entitled, "The Opposite of Addiction is Sacrifice." And I love this idea. It's been coming up a bit for me in these last few weeks with clients, and I've been taking a deeper dive, and I'd love to share with you some of the ways that sacrifice is the opposite of addiction. And specifically, I love this idea because it can immediately break the cycle. It can immediately break the cycle of addiction because it's all about, addiction is all about getting my stuff, using my stuff, covering up the after effects of my stuff. It's about pulling in. And sacrifice, quite simply, is about releasing that focus of me and pulling in and flipping the switch of the polarity of the energetics from yin to yang. So instead of pulling in, I'm giving out. And this simple idea, this simple action, simple but not easy, right, can immediately break the cycle of addiction, regardless of where a person finds themselves along the cycle. All right, let's go into this and explain it out a little bit. So the first thing a person who is struggling with addiction needs to do is apply the medicine of awareness and realize where they are in the cycle. The cycle is active and we're rolling along in it. It's like, oh, whether I am in the planning phase, the acquisition phase, the using phase, the covering up phase, it doesn't matter which part of the cycle I am in. Just having the awareness that I am in it and that I am participating in it is enough to apply what we're talking about here today, with sacrifice being the opposite of addiction. So, all right, I'm in it. Now, the second thing needs to be done is just to make the decision to get out of it. Again, it's as simple as the awareness of I'm in it. Oh, here we go again. And to make this the decision to get out of it. And that's all we need to do to break the cycle by applying sacrifice. So again, this works in immediately breaking the cycle, always, because it flips the switch. It's, if you think of it like an electrical current, addiction is flowing in one direction, me. It's flowing to me. I am going to get my stuff. I'm going to do my thing. And sacrifice is immediately, again, I'm using awareness and I'm making the decision. Oh, okay. I'm going to flip that switch from me to the other. I'm going to switch that. I'm going to flip that switch from getting to giving. I think if I'm going to sum up why the opposite of addiction is sacrifice, is because of that. I think that's the simplest way of saying it. It's because it flips the switch from getting to giving. It changes the whole polarity. It changes the whole flow energetically, emotionally, and behaviorally. And it attacks and disrupts the belief that has been fueling addiction and interrupts the story of addiction. So I think that's the simplest way of saying it. The opposite of addiction is sacrifice because it immediately flips the switch from getting to giving. So let me go into that a little bit further and explain the yin-yang of things here. And I love that idea in Buddhism of the hungry ghost. Gabor Mate wrote that book about addiction quite a number of years ago now, The Hungry Ghost. And the idea is much older than that. It's hundreds, if not thousands of years old. And I think it accurately portrays an addiction. And the hungry ghost is this being that lives inside one. And it has a pinhole mouth and a bottomless belly. And it basically goes around trying to suck in everything in the world to fill that bottomless belly. And I think it accurately describes the futility of us in addiction trying to do that, because it can never do it, but it also never stops trying to do that. And that's why it's called a hungry ghost. So the idea of this hungry ghost is it's sucking in. It's trying to fill that belly. Now, in the yin-yang of things, that is the yin side of things. It's the pulling in side of things. To turn it into electricity and magnets and flow, it is the negative side of the equation. Now, negative, positive, I'm just talking about it in an energetic point of view. I'm not talking about it in a human judgment kind of view. It is what it is. The negative side of the magnet pulls in. The positive side of the magnet pushes out. Again, getting versus giving. So in an addiction, it's all about getting. And I'm proposing to you that when sacrifice and that decision has been made, it flips the switch, because when sacrifice is real, it does this by going from getting as a focus to giving as a focus. It switches the polarity from yin to yang, from getting to giving, from negative to positive, from pulling in to releasing and or giving outward. Now, I have two definitions of addiction, and one is the more recent. Addiction is a spell, and I love this definition because it applies to all of the shamanic, spiritual approaches and gets right to the core of things by going to belief right from the get-go. And we'll put that to the side for now and deal with my older one that has changed forms for the last 20 years and has been refined. And it's the one I've used in inpatient centers and when teaching. It just sounds more professional, especially if I'm dealing with medical and mental health care providers and or certain clients they don't want to deal with spirituality. So it gives it, it backs away from the spirit side of things. And so here's this definition. Addiction is the pattern and repetitive use of any substance or action that attempts to fill a void, or you could say fix a wound, or you can say satisfied a need. But instead, it results in the reinforcing of the origins of the problem. So I'm going to whip through this one more time. Addiction is the pattern and repetitive use of any substance or action that attempts to fill a void, but instead results in the reinforcing of the origins of the problem. Now, I break this definition down into three parts. So the first part is the pattern and repetitive use of any substance or action. Now, this speaks to the fact that addiction is a cycle, and it doesn't matter what the heck we're using. If it is a substantial substance that we're sticking into our bodies, or it is some kind of a behavior or action, it doesn't matter. The pattern, the cycle, all of the parts of the cycle hold true. The last part of that definition that speaks to the results, this is the result, this is the end of the cycle. It doesn't matter what you've used, it's going to result in giving birth to and perpetuating and reinforcing and validating the whole reason why this thing exists in the first place. So the beginning and the end of my definition really speak to the origins and every part of the cycle and how the cycle perpetuates itself. The middle part of this is kind of the meaty thing, which is, so addiction attempts to fill a void or fix a wound or satisfy a need. Now, those three different criteria I use because each one has a little bit different flavor and a little bit different language and a little bit different medicine that is going to land better with certain people. So it doesn't matter to me whether we're talking about filling a need, fixing a wound, or satisfying a need. Some people go, void, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't got a wound. I ain't got no wounds. I don't need to sit in this group and talk about my childhood. I got needs. Yeah, I got a need. I got back pain. I got to get off of these fill-in-the-blank pills. So it doesn't matter for me because energetically, filling a void, fixing a wound, satisfying a need is all about pulling in to me. It's all about this getting. It speaks to the energetics of an addiction. It's attempting to fill a void. It's attempting to fix this wound. Ouch. It's attempting to satisfy the anxiety, the urges of these needs. That all speaks to the yin nature, the pulling in, the characteristic of the hungry ghost. Pulling in. And that's what we're talking about here. And when I am trying with all of my attention and awareness and chi and energy and actions to fill a void, to soothe this wound, to satisfy this need, when I am acting in active addiction to get that done, it is all about me. It is all about getting. It is all focused upon my needs. And that is why flipping the switch to sacrifice, to becoming aware, oh, will you look at that? I'm doing my thing again. I am pulling into me. Interesting. Let's make a decision. That's all it takes. Once you do that, okay, now what do I do? In this podcast, with this answer, the idea of sacrifice, this is all it takes. This is all it takes to flip the switch from getting to giving, is to make that decision. So, there's, people are going to have, just like with all of the definitions in addiction, you know, I talk about void, wound, and need because they speak to three different people who have three different versions of what's going on with their story. I am going to do the same thing with sacrifice because we're all going to come in with our preconceived notions of what sacrifice is and what it means. So I like to keep things as simple as possible wherever I can because it's easy to get into the weeds and get lost in what might be esoteric concepts. So let me emphasize again, the opposite of addiction is sacrifice, and this is because it flips the switch from getting to giving. All right, Randy, what does sacrifice and giving look like? I realize I'm in the cycle. I realize that I'm making the decision that I want to break it and I want to use sacrifice. What the heck do I do? Because my definition of sacrifice might be, you know, some kind of big spiritual, monumental event that needs to be performed over 40 days of Lent or some kind of fasting or going into the wood. It doesn't have to be that big a deal. It can be as simple as this decision right here, right now. You know what? I recited the prayer of St. Francis in last podcast, and I'm going to make it simple because I'm going to take out just a couple of lines to show you how simple this can be and how we can actually apply this in daily life. So in the prayer of St. Francis, there is that line that asks, grant that it asks of spirit, obviously in this case being a Christian prayer from Jesus. And Jesus's name isn't even in this, right? But it's like grant. So you can plug in whatever higher power you like, as we say. So you don't have to, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater with this one. So grant, and you're just asking, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love, because it is in giving that we receive. Let me throw that at you again. grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, because it is in giving that we receive. All right. In daily life, this consoled, seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand. I mean, you just go online and the anonymous or slightly the impersonal, if not anonymous, it's pretty impersonal, typing into a keyboard a vitriolic response to something, to be understood as to understand. The idea of not reacting. Doesn't have to be online, but in conversation, in the course of a day. This idea of to be understood, it's me trying to be understood, to pound that. I'm trying to get something. I'm trying to get to be understood. Or I'm trying to get to be consoled. You don't understand. This is what happens to me. So instead of seeking to be consoled, instead of giving to console another, seeking to be understood instead of giving to let that other person be understood by us, it can be as simple as, hey, what about, you know, that phone call of speaking to the representative from the bank, from the credit card company? Instead of reacting to maybe the same canned flowchart response and getting frustrated because this is the only thing that this person at the other end of the phone call has to get. Yeah, understand that. Just understand that. And, you know, I understand. Hi, what's your name again? And this is not about manipulation. That's not what I'm saying here. This is about consciously making a decision and making the sacrifice that I am stopping the cycle immediately in its track, that hungry ghost of trying to suck in to be understood. You don't understand. This happened with my credit card and I need to. Instead of that, taking a little breath and understanding what this representative is trying to tell you. And maybe they don't have the ability, the capacity to fix your problem. Hey, thank you for doing your best. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to do this for me. Maybe I need to speak to a supervisor. Could you connect me with the blah, blah, blah department or whatever? Thank you very much for helping me this far today. Please don't put me on hold too long. No, that's still, thank you, you know? Being under, to understand instead of trying to be understood. It could be as simple as that. We don't need to make these big monumental events. Could be driving in traffic, right? Someone makes a mistake. It's easy to want to react and justifiably, right? But hey, I'm going to make a mistake. And what happens when I make a mistake? We all make mistakes, you know, so that the wave, I understand, it's okay. Poof, we both drive along. And of course, in conversation with a loved one, and especially an addiction, right? Because loved ones are in a tough situation. They're navigating, where do they give unconditional support? Where do they have clear boundaries of not wanting to get taken advantage again? Where do they not want to hear another promise from us, right? And so this is an ongoing art. But what if, in conversation, you did something 100% different from what you normally do instead of entering into some kind of struggle where you hit that plateau and you hit that same old advice that they are giving you, and instead of responding, because they're not listening to you, and you have to make it known that they're not... No, don't do that. You make... You're aware. This is happening again. You make the decision. You make a sacrifice. You're going to give instead of get. And giving in this case, sacrificing in this case, there's that wisdomful line of, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Be happy. Don't be right. Give. Don't get. Hey, you know what? That's a really good point. I appreciate, and in your mind you could say, you're giving me this same advice for the 1,111th time, but you don't say that. And instead, you really do your best to have this person, this loved one, feel like they are heard, seen, recognized, acknowledged. And you are doing your best to let go of trying to suck something back, no buts. You know what? I'm going to give that a try. Thanks. That's it. There's that sacrifice. And don't push it. And this could be a whole other component or a whole other situation, especially with loved ones. Don't ask for something. So the sacrifice can be, let's just use the simple one, right? Money. Money or favors, right? Don't ask. What would happen if you become aware of that you're asking for money, that you're asking for a particular favor? All that's doing is perpetuating your addiction. You're plateauing even in this part of your recovery. It's perpetuating the story. And what would happen if you didn't ask for it? And this specifically has come up with some clients in the last months or so, the last month or so. What happens if you don't ask? What happens if you throw a monkey wrench into your own story? What happens if you stop using that part of the story to get and instead make a sacrifice? Give. Hey, you know, I really appreciate you giving me, you doing for me, but instead of getting a ride, let's go out of the money and go, you know, I understand that it's really becoming a hassle for you with your other obligations for you to give me this ride on Tuesdays. So, you know, on Tuesday, how about I figure out a bus route to get to the meetings on my own? How about I take an Uber? How about I figure out a way to pick you up? some of those things may not be realistic, but what is the next step that you can make as a sacrifice that is realistic, that breaks the story, that breaks the perpetuation of the cycle of addiction, and make that sacrifice? Because sacrifice is the opposite of addiction, and that is because it immediately flips the switch from getting to giving, from yin to yang, from the negative pulling in, hungry ghosts sucking about me, to the yang, positive flow, giving, outward, love, without expectation. Because it is in giving that we receive. And that's where the magic happens. We're not giving so that we can receive, and that's the whole part of the sacrifice, right? Is that it is without expectation of any kind of outcome. When we do sacrifice wholeheartedly, it is a releasing of receiving anything. It is the release of seeking to be consoled and instead to console. It is the releasing of the seeking to be understood instead to understand. This is the kind of giving that then we receive. And from a spiritual perspective, what is received? What comes back? Well, that's the magic. That's the beauty. That is the power, information, knowledge, love, and compassion from your helping and compassionate spirits, higher power, that you can recognize, that fills the void, that truly satiates the wound, and that heals the reasons for why we have that need in the first place. The opposite of addiction is sacrifice, because it flips the switch immediately from getting to giving. Let me know what you think about this perspective, this idea, how maybe you have used sacrifice. Maybe you haven't even termed it in those words, but you know, that idea of I'd rather be happy than right, that's a sacrifice. Maybe you've applied that. Let me know in the comments, wherever you're listening to this, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And till next time, blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.